الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سل بني إسرائيل كم آتيناهم من آية بينة ومن يبدل نعمة الله من بعد ما جاءت فإن الله شديد العقاب. This is the beginning of the second half of the second supara, Bani Sayyakul. At the end of the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala warned Bani Israel and especially their ulama, Abdullah ibn Salam and others who had requested that they want to still practice on the Jewish religion some things which were not prohibited in Islam. So Allah Ta'ala warned them that in Islam, you have to enter Islam fully. Applicable to us today it is, as we are Muslims, we must also follow Islam fully. No Western way of life, no secular way of life, no Eastern Western way of life, but fully we must udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. We must enter into Islam fully and practice on Islam fully. So Allah, and then Allah warned that if they don't do so and they make mistakes in this after the clear signs have come, then they should remember that Allah Ta'ala's punishment is very severe. In Annallaha Azizun Hakim, Allah is Aziz, very powerful, His punishment is very severe. Hakim, Allah doesn't just punish immediately. Allah gives a lot of respite and chance for a person to repair and repent and correct himself. But when he doesn't still, then finally the day of Qiyamah comes, more comes to a person who is his Qiyamah. And after that, then there is no Tawbah. Up to that time, a person can make Tawbah. But when his maut comes, then there is no Tawbah. On Qiyamah day, no Tawbah of any person is accepted. Tawbah is in this world. So to stress that point further now, Allah Ta'ala says, Sal Bani Israel, Pooch Bani Israel say, O you, the ulama of the Bani Israel, and you people who want to, don't want to enter into Islam fully, and you want a mixed Islam, with little bit of your Jewish religion also, and some of Islam also. And for us today, we have some of our Islam also, and we have some of Western way of life also. We have all other things also. So Allah Ta'ala says, such people, ask the Bani Israel what happened to them, and take a lesson from them. You are the ulama of the Bani Israel, and you know the history. And as we have read in the first supara, from the second quarter to the third quarter, the second and third quarter, half a supara, Allah in detail explained about the Bani Israel, that how they transgressed, broke Allah's laws, etc., how much chances Allah gave them, how much Allah forgave them, but then finally they were disgraced and humiliated forever. So Allah says, ask them, kam aateenahum min ayatim bayyana, kis qadar in ayat ki humne unko nishaniya khuli hui, what great favors we had made upon them, clear signs of deen we had given them. We sent down manna and salwa from the skies for them, but they did not appreciate in the least way, but in fact they transgressed and broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So yeah, in fact Allah is reminding us how many ni'mats of Allah, the biggest ni'mat of Iman, the biggest ni'mat of Islam, our namaz, what a big ni'mat, but we don't appreciate it. One student told his ustad that we are so disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, but still Allah Ta'ala doesn't punish us. He's still giving us everything. The ustad told him, my son, it is not like that. The punishments of Allah are so vivid and clear, but we don't see them. That we are deprived of making namaz is a very big punishment of Allah Ta'ala. That our hearts are not in namaz. We have no concentration in namaz. We don't love Quran Sharif. We don't make tilawat. Our zikr is so weak. Our connection with Allah is so weak. Those are the real punishments. We take this dunya things. We are getting our food, clothing, housing, traveling, everything that is in order, that Allah gives to the non-believers also. And in fact, Allah gives them more than what He gives the believers, those things also. Animals are also getting all those things. The real criteria to judge whether Allah is pleased with a person or not, how much of deen he's practicing on, how much he's preparing for akhirat, how much he's got the love of Allah. If we've got the love of the ways of the kuffar, that is a very big punishment which Allah is giving us. If we've got the ways of the Western way of life, we're giving preference to secular education over Islamic education, that's a very big punishment of Allah Ta'ala upon us. So all these ni'mat, if we don't appreciate them, Allah says, ask the Bani Israel, and for us, just read the second and third quarter of Alif Lam and see then how Allah dealt with them when they did not appreciate the ni'mat. Allah has given us our masjids, they are open, no restriction. We can come, but how few of us are coming? How many have to be here now for Fajr? How many of us are here for Zuhr? Even less we will be. And for Asr, even less. Then Maghrib, a few more will come, Isha. But for, we have to perform all our namazes. And all the tilawat of Quran, each one of us check. Allah gave us the greatest kitab. But how many of us are reading the Quran? Even if it is one page, one ruku, but how much are we reading? How much are we making the dhikr of Allah? Allah has kept His doors of all His treasures wide open. How many of us are taking? How many of us are making dua and taking from Allah Ta'ala? We are very, very weak, so we are not appreciating these ni'mat. So Allah Ta'ala says, take the lesson from the Bani Israel, what happened to them? And for us, Allah says categorically, وَمَنْ يُبَدِّلْ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُ اور جو کوئی بدل ڈالے اللہ کی نعمت بعد اس کے کہ پھونچ چکی ہو وہ نعمت اس کے. And any person who changes the نعمت of Allah Ta'ala after that نعمت came to him. In other words, he does not appreciate the نعمت. We got our eyes to see Quran Sharif. We got our eyes to see our parents with love and respect. We got our eyes for good things and we use this eyes to look at haram. We got this eyes to look at our wife, our children, and we use them to look at other women. We got Allah Ta'ala gave us our money to use in the path of Allah for deen sake, and we use it for all other haram things. We use it, our cars Allah gave us, and to use it for the deen of Allah. Come to the masjid, use it for good causes. Our homes Allah gave us, and we have to make tilawat in the house. We should appreciate the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. We use it to watch TV, and by TV we are bringing all the filth and dirt of the world in our house. Nobody will allow that there must be some a church service in our house. Nobody will allow some temple service of the Hindus in our house. But by the TV, all that is in the house. All that we have brought in. So Allah's ni'mat which are so much, and we change them, and we don't use them for the pleasure of Allah. So Allah wants us also. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. بے شک اللہ کا عذاب سخت ہے. Allah's punishment is very severe. Undoubtedly Allah gives a lot of respite. But when Allah's punishment comes, and it is all around us, whether it was in Zimbabwe and the financial crisis which they went through, whether it was Maputo and Mozambique, and everything was nationalized. And all the people, they came to the shops and just had to hand the keys over to the government. Those people showed us what we saw with our own eyes. They say this big hotel, yeah, belonged to us. We came and the government just took the keys. This big supermarket belonged to us. And everything was nationalized. In Rangoon, what happened? And everywhere around us, in our country, the floods that came in KZN, the riots that came, but unfortunately our eyes don't open. It appears it will only open when we get a terrible knock, then our eyes will open, and if that is more, then it is far too late. So Allah make us to understand that we are Muslims, we are not other people, and we give preference to Islam and Islamic law over everything else. more than what our families, and we have love and feeling for our families, more than that we should apply the law of Allah in our own lives also, in our family, our businesses also. First is Allah's command and then is the business. We should not give preference to anything over the laws of Allah, over Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise we must fear this terrible punishment of Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah in front now reminds us that all this is because of the love of dunya. We want the enjoyments of this dunya, our eyes are not on akhirat. Then we please the people of the dunya, the governments, the scientists, and we don't see the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah guide us and let us understand, and the ni'mats which Allah has given us, use them in the right ways. We have been taught how to make namaz. There are so many people who go for hajj. We were in the Sabu Siddiq Musafir Khana in Bombay, where the Jamaat people, Allah reward them, people going for hajj, they should teach them everything. And so many people, the vast majority who are going for hajj, they don't know kalima also. They don't know labbaik also. Allah has given us all this. And we understand we can make namaz. We know how to make wuzu. Use it. Make our wuzu properly. All the Muslims should do that. Not that we know how to make fajr. How many people who are hafiz, alims, we are still sleeping fajr time. We are not making our namaz. All this ni'mat Allah gave us, we must use them in the for Allah's sake and in the correct way. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.